With its seasonal cold, winter woke me this morning. Against my window, it sneezed, spitting snow, sleet and hail. A film of fog was left by its icy breath, then the spray from its coughing fits, which it attempted to wipe clean with the back of its sleeve. Listening to my radio, I pictured the children in Sudbury and surrounding areas. I remembered huddling in my parents' kitchen with my brother, still snug in our patterned pajama tops and bottoms, waiting in great anticipation for the broadcasting of those magical words, "School buses are cancelled." This morning, I'm certain the moment the announcement was made, I heard a collective, "Yes," as children shouted around the city in victory, as if they'd just won a medal in an Olympic event. Thoughts of what to do next likely filled their heads, many beginning their celebrations, an extension of the family day-long weekend, by climbing back into their beds with their devices or books or doing what my brother and I typically did, turning on the TV to watch favorite shows, sitting right in front, Saturday morning cartoon style. Against the glass, winter continued to cough, hacking away, with intermittent moments of wheezing, as it tried to clear its throat. Getting ready for my day, I continued with my morning routine, adding an extra layer, shivering with the thought of what might be covering my car when I get outside. Passing through winter's congestion, I made my way to my car. Inside, while the radio announcer's voice read the weather report, predicting more of the same for tomorrow, I couldn't help but be warmed by the thought of the kids, the ones still in their jammies, large woolen slippers at the end of their matchstick legs, their faces glowing the way mine and my little brother's always did on snow days. Tara Lee LaCourse lives in Greater Sudbury. A rotating stable of community members share their thoughts on anything and everything, the only criteria being that it be thought-provoking. Got something on your mind to share with readers in Greater Sudbury? Climb aboard our soapbox and have your say. Send material or pitches to editor@sudbury.com.